Asia. Banyan. The new weather gods. Floods and storms forced Japan and South Korea to think harder about climate change.
Sensoji in Tokyo, dedicated to the Bodhisattva of compassion, is Earth's most visited sacred site. Some 30 million people a year pass through the temple's imposing entrance, known as Kaminarimon or Thunder Gate, flanked by Fujin, the god of wind, and his even fiercer brother Raijin, the god of storms and rain. They are just one of countless reminders across Northeast Asia that the natural calamities of downpours and floods, not to mention earthquakes and tsunamis, are deeply enshrined in the region's collective psyche. Yet some recent meteorological punishment looks less divine than man-made. 2 years ago, Japan's summer monsoon season was the wettest on record. In their usual iteration, the life-giving rains are welcome. In excess, they sweep away roads and houses. 225 people died across 15 prefectures in 2018. The rains of 2019 set a new record, as in turn did this summer's deluge. In South Korea too, the 54 days of rain this summer marked the longest monsoon on record. The Han River, which runs through Seoul, the capital, burst its banks. The heavy rains threatened North Korea's already meagre food supply. No sooner did the monsoon end than the typhoon season began. The Korean peninsula typically gets one direct hit from a typhoon a year. Over the past 2 weeks, it got three in succession. Another record.